The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Hey, Wayne, what's with the pictures? It's a parking lot. Come on, will ya?
I recognize the voice, but what's the story behind that line?
That's Caddyshack when Ronnie Dangerfield shows up and he's got some agent guy that's following him through the whole movie, and he's got a tourist hat on and a camera, and he's just snapping shots of everything. And they get out to the country club, and he's taking pictures like, it's a parking lot. Come on.
Pictures, pictures, pictures. We're here talking with two folks.
I don't
folks
know if you can get away with that in today's movie. In politically
probably
correct world.
We're here in studio with two guests that probably see more photographs of our great state of Arizona than any other two people in the entire world. It's Wynn Holden, retired publisher of Arizona Highways, and Kelly Merrill. Kelly, how many pictures do y'all look through? I mean, you're operating 3 months in advance, right?
Definitely 3 months in advance. Unfortunately, I don't get to see a lot of the pictures.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm more on the business side, so it's more taken about the sales are lined up and the retailers are ready and, you know, all the other fun stuff. I just get to see that design review, what they actually narrowed it down to the focus. So it's really the design team, the editorial team that goes through and really picks all the imagery and sets the tone from there.
18 years as head of Arizona Highways, Mr. Holden. What were some of the highlights in those years? And what about the job is just stands out as the favorite part of your career?
Oh, I think easily the fact that we were able to, with a lot of help from people like Kelly and Robert and others, Michael Bianchi, our production director, Matt Bailey, our finance director, right the ship. Because when I first got there, we were in serious, serious trouble. And it took a tremendous team effort to fix that. So one of the things I'm proudest of is the fact that nobody knew. It was not broadcast heavily. But we got the ship back on an even keel and have now improved the business to the point that it's very, very healthy, thanks largely to Kelly and his team. So, and obviously the creative team, because if people aren't buying the product, you don't go very far. The other thing is the new revenue streams that I alluded to earlier. I mean, creating things like the digital subscription that we have, which is a page-for-page replicate of the magazine, the printed copy.
Now, as a subscriber to the magazine, do I have access to that digital?
If you wish, you can buy a combo subscription that gives you access to both. Now, obviously, anybody has access to the ArizonaHighways.com website.
Right.
So you can definitely take advantage of that.
Okay. I'm still the magazine in my hands kind of guy.
You and I are old school. Yeah. I am too. I really like that a lot more than the digital.
Yeah, I love it. And the other products that you've got out there, I mean, the gift shops at the airports, they're fantastic.
And that was one of the innovations, Rosie, because with state personnel rules, it's very difficult for us to try to have a 24-hour, even an 18-hour-a-day operation. It's just an absolute nightmare. So what we discovered is there are people that really know how to run gift shops. That ain't us, particularly when it's at an airport location. So we did a licensing agreement with a company that runs gift shops all over the country. So we have two at Sky Harbor right now. We have another one at Mesa Gateway Airport. Those folks pay us a fee to use the name Arizona Highways, and they are required by a contract to carry our product. So it's a great way to let them do what they do well and for let us to take advantage of having our name in a much better tourism space.
Well, I have a habit of giving the magazine as gifts at Christmas to most of my family that lives out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one cousin in particular in Tulsa. And I never heard from her. I never got a thank you card for the subscription. Just never. So I cut her off the list. I said, okay, well, fine. She must not like it. You know, fine. I got a call from her. What happened to my subscription? I said, I didn't think you were reading it. I never even got that. I've been sending it to you for like 8 years.
That's great.
She's like, I want my subscription. I said, okay, we'll fix that right away. But I've always said it's probably one of the best Christmas gifts you can send to your family that are snowbound in the Midwest all winter long.
Oh, yeah, and Kelly's team has made it really easy to do. I mean, the first gift subscription is a $24, just like a regular subscription to the magazine. But every gift after that is $18. So, I mean, when you think about who are you going to give a Christmas gift to for under $20 that's going to come to them every month for a year?
You'll pop in their mind once a month at least.
Well,
that's when it shows up.
That's right. Yeah. But other than your cousin, most people are really happy and grateful to the donor.
When was the last time the subscription rate went up? I think I've been paying $24 for as long as I can remember.
Well, we've only raised it once since I've been there.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing probably 10 years ago we took it from 20 to 24.
Yeah.
And again, we don't have a profit motive. We're not trying to be Time Life and all those guys. We simply want to have enough to cover our debt, basically, and offer new products. So jacking up the subscription price is not something we look to do.
Well, it's been the same for, like I say, as long as I can remember. And for what you get, it's an incredible buy. I really treasure when that envelope comes in the mailbox. That's always a special moment every month. Oh, my Arizona highways.
Thanks, Rosie.
Get to sit down and digest it. Other highlights of your career or low points?
Oh, sure. I think everybody has highs and lows. One of the things that we did that none of us really knew what was going to happen, we were looking for when the Great Recession hit. We were looking for new revenue streams. And we had a brainstorming session with our management team. And what are you laughing at?
And you can't go take the legislators' money that took your money.
No,
that's right. So you got to get really creative.
No, we can't put our hand in their pocket. So we thought, you know, there are a lot of custom license plates, vanity plates in the state.
Yeah.
What if we did an Arizona highways plate? I mean, when you look at the design of a license plate generally, it's a horizontal format, perfect for like a spread in the magazine. What if we did a plate that was an Arizona highways plate? And it took us literally 6 years working with the legislature every year to get that thing passed. And the fights we had, I won't bore you with now. But the end of the day, and none of us knew what the thing was going to be worth. I mean, the way the arithmetic works on those special plates, you pay $25 more than the base rate, and $17 of that goes to the sponsoring organization.
Oh, okay. All right.
And $8 goes into the General Highway Fund, which means everybody in Arizona benefits when somebody buys one of those plates.
Sure.
So we didn't know, and they were asking me at the House Commerce Committee, well, how much money do you expect? And I don't. We really don't know. If we got $50,000 a year that we could invest in marketing and new products, we'd be delirious. Well, over the past 7 years, when the license plate's been live, we've brought in almost $4 million. It's an extraordinary success, owing to the fact of the beauty of that image, which is a Jack Dykinga image. Jack's from Southern Arizona, Pulitzer Prize winner, incredibly gifted photographer. But and I don't know if we have time. A really fast story on this. Robert was brilliant, Robert Steve. Whenever the plates came out, and there were not many at first, if he saw one, he would stick his business card in the wiper under the windshield and say, thank you for your support of Arizona Highways. And I thought that was wonderful. What a great idea. Well, he was at Fashion Square Christmas shopping, and a woman in a black two-seater Mercedes convertible comes flying around in that parking lot by Nordstrom. And he said, she went by, she's got an Arizona Highways license plate. So he said, what a great opportunity. I can actually thank her in person. Now, you're in a dark parking lot, so he's very sensitive to that. So he waited under a light, and she got out of her car and came over, and he said, ma'am, I just want to thank you for your support of Arizona Highways. She said, what are you talking about? He said, your license plate. Said, yeah, what are you talking about? She had no clue that it said Arizona Highways Magazine. She wanted it because it was a beautiful addition to her car.
Uh-huh.
We don't care. Her $18 spends just as well as somebody who's a devoted fan of the magazine.
Well, as publisher of Arizona Highways, does that just about get you into any door in town?
Well, it sure helps. Happens when you get in the door that really that really makes the difference.
I mean, you would be able to place a call to anybody, and they would take your call. Who wouldn't want to talk to the publisher, the Arizona Highways Magazine?
You might be surprised, but we have been very blessed. And it's not me, it's not Kelly, it's not Robert, it's Arizona Highways that provides that access, and we are very aware of that.
And Kelly, it seems to me as a reader to the magazine, we're going through an evolution of photographers in the last several years. The same ones that we saw for decades are hanging up their cameras.
Yes, some are definitely hanging up their cameras, unfortunately. But we are bringing in a whole new breed, people like Shane McDermott and stuff that have been taking new photography with us. Again, Jeff Kidd, our director of photography, does a phenomenal job, gets to work with all these photographers. But he truly has such a great eye and has an ability to help the people that are coming through, helping them evolve and to really get a better understanding of what it means to photograph for Arizona Highways. But we are really bringing in some new blood. But we still have a lot of the great traditional people, like Jack Dykinga, some of those. So, I mean, we're very blessed, and it's very fortunate.
Well, what's really changed photography is digital. When digital first started happening, the old school guys just were furious because it's cheating. It's doing it. Well, guess what? Some of them still shoot large format 4x5 and 8x10 box. Most of them have migrated to digital because the quality of digital has increased and the sophistication of digital has increased. So we were talking earlier before we came on the air about the photography contest. Every one of those images that's submitted is digital, and people are getting pretty darn good. I mean, even with your phone, you can take a decent picture. But boy, you get one of these lower cost, under $200 digital cameras, you can compete with people like Jack Dykinga.
And tell me, do y'all know off the top of your head, what is the next Arizona Highway sponsored photo? Because y'all have trips you can take with your photographers and spend time with them in the canyon, setting up, waiting for that light, learning what to look for. What's the next one?
Well, that is a separate 501c3 organization called Arizona Highways Photo Workshops. They are very collaborative with us. In fact, they office with us. Their calendar, literally year-round, is full of these kinds of opportunities that are as simple as a morning at the Desert Botanical Garden to 7 days up in the North Country going down to the bottom of the canyon. Their website is linked to ours, so the easiest way to find out about those trips is ArizonaHighways.com.
Yep. Fantastic. All right, so Kelly, now you've been given the keys to the shop.
Oof.
That's got to be just unbelievably exciting.
Absolutely it is. Yeah,
You just got to wake up every morning and say, I'm publisher of the Arizona Highways.
Pretty much. I try to contain control because my wife will, again, bring me back to reality. No, I'm very blessed, and I'm more blessed because I had such a great leader, mentor, and dear friend in Wynn Holden, who really kind of allowed me to shine and get to where I am now, because if it wasn't for him, I probably would not be sitting here.
Oh, man, well, I'd love to apply for a job, but I think I've told you all this story. In college, I had to take English 101 six semesters. I think I'm the only ASU student that has a minor in English 101. The TA always promised me, Rosie, if you ever graduate this class, I promise I will get you a minor degree in English 101. We'll be back with Wynn Holden right after this.